Welcome to the third guiding light for couples. In the same way that the second guiding light had the interesting name Fact, this guiding light also has an interesting name, and it's called Pages. And I'll explain why in a little while. But let's put this guiding light into perspective. We began with the inner circle, which defines not only who we are, but who are the individuals who helped us become who we are. And since we're married, we want to define those individuals who enabled us to learn the ability to love and to care for others. These are the people who are part of our inner circle. And the more you re-experience inner circle moments, the deeper you become as an individual, because you begin to rediscover the treasures that reside within you. Every one of these moments, memories, is a treasure of indescribable value for you and everyone around you. In our second guiding light, we learned Fact, F-A-C-T, and how to quiet and transform negative thoughts that always seem to populate our brains, and to hold on to our free will, our Bechira, and learn how to regain our trust in Hashem, so that we don't feel insecure and alienated from those who we love and from Hashem. This is what Fact does. It transforms insecurity to security, from the inability to trust to trust, from distance to closeness. This next guiding light is focused on the principle that can be reduced to three words. Marriage is eternal. What I mean by that is that marriage is not just for the here and now. A few years with one partner and chas v'shalom changing to another partner, or even a whole life with one partner. In marriage, Hashem is always the shatran. And since he's the shatran, he pairs us up with that individual who enables us to develop the midos, the qualities that accompany us eternally, forever. In marriage, the purpose is for a couple to enable each other to bring out the true beauty of who each other is, the true beauty of self that is destined to stand in front of Hashem in Olam Haba forever and ever. So in marriage, we learn to be kind, we learn to be giving, we learn to be loving, we learn to be thoughtful, and so many other qualities, because this is who Hashem wants us to be. This is our, so to speak, our 401k, our retirement fund, right? Emotionally, spiritually. These are the qualities that Hashem wants us to develop in marriage. And every moment of marriage is an opportunity to cultivate these qualities, so that we can possess them eternally. The true challenge of marriage is that we can't really love ourselves or even our partners if we're struggling with lifelong feelings of negativity. We can't love our partners more than we love ourselves. So if we are struggling with ongoing feelings of low self-esteem or anger or resentment or feeling deprived or empty, these feelings come up in marriage all the time. And we don't like feeling this way. These are terrible feelings. And we certainly want to transform them. It's not that we want to feel grandiose or better than somebody else. But you see, Hashem has placed us on a life mission to develop the ability to be caring and thoughtful and loving and patient and humble, understanding, appreciative, kind. I can go on. But as I said, the challenge is for many of us that we also carry around negative feelings. Instead of kind, we can feel callous. Instead of caring, we can feel uncaring and cold. Instead of love, we can feel hate. Instead of hopeful, we can feel hopeless. Instead of happy, we can feel sad. The positive feelings are what we call, as I've said, menuchas nefesh. The negative feelings are pisur hanefesh. And when we find ourselves gravitating towards these negative pisur hanefesh feelings, we need a way to transform them into feelings that Hashem wants us to have. We weren't created to be embittered. We were created to be besimcha. We weren't created to be cold. We were created to be warm. In this third guiding light called Pages, this is what we learn to do. We learn to take the ongoing negative feelings and challenges of our lives and transform them into feelings that Hashem wants us to have. Positive, nurturing feelings, nurturing others and nurturing ourselves. Because that's what Hashem wants. Feelings of positivity and sensitivity and caring, because that's what Hashem wants. This guiding light is called Pages because, like fact, these are the first letters of four words. Even though there are five letters, and I'll explain in a moment, that enable you to start with a negative feeling and to transform it into a place that Hashem wants you to be, into a positivity that Hashem wants you to experience about yourself and about others, that enables you to develop the midos, the qualities that will accompany you eternally for your life here in this world, in Olam Hazeh, and in the world to come, in Olam Haba. In a moment, I'm going to explain what Pages stands for and how it works.